He actually will say, will be like, I made like a joke and the cameras are running. And he's like, you guys should be rolling on this. This is content. This is content right here.
Is he kind of mean about it?
No, but he did snap.
What?
Shorty snapped.
At who?
Dude, did he hit an employee?
Bro, hit?
Like with his hand, the back of his hand?
It looks like when you test a bad dog owner, because he went like this and the guy went,
oh, you flinch a little bit? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it was, we were doing a video. It's not out yet.
It's not out.
It's a secret.
Is it? It's about the gays.
Us.
Didn't that already come out? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's not about the gays.
No, the bidets.
Oh, this one's about the gays.
Oh,
the gays?
You guys finally get down to brass tacks.
The LTT gays review video.
He calls it the LTT community.
They think of more RAM. We can't figure out why.
Sorry, go ahead.
The video is he hooked up a computer to a bunch of like punishments and then Minecraft. So like if I fall in the water, I get sprayed with a bidet. Kay. Or if I like get fall damage, there's pistons under my chair that go psh, psh,
yeah,
and shoot up my ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, no.
And I'm like, fuck, no. I keep falling.
I'm coming while playing Minecraft.
And so I show up. Huh?
Were you close?
I changed clothes a lot. And and I show up and then Linus is talking to the guy and he's like, Where's the shot caller? And the guy's like, oh, scrap that. And he's like, you scrapped it.
No, he said his Linus tactics are gonna have to choke a bitch.
Well, oh, you didn't tell me we scrapped it.
Oh,
well, if he's not gonna wear it. You are.
I'm getting anxiety in this situation right now.
And then the guy's like, well, you know, we had to scrap it because, and the guy's like, Linus like, well, in the last meeting, we said we were going to use the collar. And I was in that meeting. So I just don't like that it was changed. And then they went in the back.
Damn.
They went in the back.
They took the conversation out back?
No way.
And then
a 50
caliber bullet go off.
Maybe he just wanted to impress you to show
and
that
he
runs a tight
ship. They hurried me away.
Yeah.
No.
And they said, "Bossing say doesn't exist." They hurried me away, and then I came back after doing a couple other things, and then Linus is there, and he's like, "Whew, sorry, I'm sorry you saw that. It's just when things don't go the way that we talk about them."
No way. Dude, that's so funny. The other guy just has a big stake on his eye.
Yeah. It was funny.
He's like, "All right, yes, boss, we got a shot caller mm-hmm. for you, boss."
And apparently me and him are the same.
You and Linus, you couldn't be further from the... no, absolutely not.
We're the same.
How are you the same?
Because I didn't tell Slime I was going to Vancouver to meet with Linus, and he likes Linus. And Linus did not tell Luke
that I was
coming up to Vancouver.
And so Luke wasn't there?
And Luke basically popped in for 5 seconds during the shoot and then had to leave. But he didn't get to hang out at all. And then Luke got mad at Linus. He's like, you should have told me.
Yeah.
You should have told me that Ludwig was coming. You know I like Ludwig. One of my favorite videos is Slime's video about Ludwig.
Yep. Did you know that? One of Luke's favorite videos, and he said this on the podcast that they have, the WAN show, is the video of me showing Ludwig my balls over
Isn't
the
it
years.
Called like top 10 salty
ice climbers ice moments.
Moments? Yeah, you took my title.
Because they're my ice climbers, and then salty.
I know for sure Linus is me, because he goes, yeah, oh yeah, the Ludwig video. And then Luke goes, no, not the Ludwig video.
Dude, oh my God.
So I am Linus, and you are Luke.
Yeah.
And you're the guy who got yelled at really bad.
Yeah, you're doing the fucking shot callers.
You're the guy that fucks up constantly and irreversibly.
Why do your socks say MAGA?
That's not cool, man. That's not cool, bro.
Yeah,
that's
close.
Not cool, bro.
Oh no, yeah. They're Fortnite socks. It's fine.
No, Fortnite socks. Yeah,
he's got the whole Balenciaga fit on right now.
No, Balenciaga Haley socks.
He's got the Balenciaga shirt.
Balenciaga
socks.
Yeah, and they do a new colorway with Trump.
I do like the Young Lean hoodie. You busting that out for our guest Boozley?
Oh yeah,
because
she loves Young Lean.
She does love.
She
Young
drains.
What does that mean?
She's a drainer.
We'll ask her.
She's a drainer.
She's a drainer.
The guys, obviously, we're recording this beforehand. It's maybe not obvious, but we're telling you right now. Recording this beforehand, we'll ask her if she drains.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we should ask her, and then you guys can see what we end up asking her.
I know what I want to ask her.
We can ask
it's
her.
It's a similar question I want to ask you guys.
Is the mustache working?
Yeah. Is the mustache working?
In the dark?
No, hold on.
Oh,
ooh, I don't like what you lick. What?
Don't
oh,
do that.
Oh, that made it worse.
Like that? Hold on.
Zipper did a Wilhelm scream.
I'm doing like a look. Oh, I'm doing like Blue Steel kind of vibe.
He did like a fucking very goofy movie jumping down a 180 slide.
I was on your team until you did that. I was team mustache.
Yo.
You looked like Eric.
So Foosley, you like bowling?
Are you trying to riz up our guests?
You look like you're trying to give someone HPV.
Trying.
By word of mouth.
Yeah. You got the really strong kind.
I'm trying it. I'm doing the thing. Wow. I don't think I have the genetics for it.
Hey, listen, man. Why? I don't think you should. And stop.
What?
Stop it.
Am I making it?
Because you're already like filmmaker guy, and you got the fucking pedophile glasses, right, and you got the like all this shit,
dude. Yes,
those go hand in hand.
It's a bad
filmmaker guy and pedophile glasses. Yeah.
I feel like we should maybe save how much she's gonna hurt you, and then pile on him. Then
wow,
you know what? I forgot to do is I forgot to message you two in a group DM and be like, let's workshop just constant things to say.
We get a half hour break, and I'm storing up some mana right now.
Yeah.
And I will use all of it.
We'll use our mana on you.
To roast Nick or just his mustache?
Aiden couldn't do
his
it.
His mustache.
Aiden couldn't do it. He loves me too much. He's not going to be able to do it. He's going to freeze up.
He's going to freeze.
You love him too much?
He's going to try to make fun of it. He's going to think about how it tickles his upper lip.
Wait. Think about how
you think about how it's a little itchy sometimes.
Think about how it tickles his pubis.
Scratches that vein a little bit.
Oh,
somehow that was the most graphic thing I've ever heard. I literally imagine you with your cock, with Aiden's cock in your mouth. I'm like, wow.
Oh, dude, because it's a pubis.
It's amazing.
It's scratching the vein.
Took us 148 episodes. 148.
Glad I'm back to keep it on the rails.
Do you think it's so off the rails? Did you feel a little sad that you were on the show jumping?
No, I just thought you were a stone dead idiot.
Did you listen?
He did listen.
You listened, Dubbin?
Yeah.
I listened.
He said we took too long to get to the story and we got derailed too many times. And I'm like, dude, who asked?
True, fair.
So what do you think about, answer the title's question as a viewer?
I don't know what the title is.
Is the yard still good without Ludwig?
Oh, that's what the title is.
Jumping.
Yeah. No, it's great because you still got the jokes, but you just like you actually just forget about things forever.
Don't you understand that being funny is literally the only measurement of a fucking value system?
I think you need funny and you need rails.
Dude, you need rails. Don't.
Sometimes I derail it on purpose.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like I was about
that's
to.
That's fine. That's good. But it's because it's railed that derailing it makes it good.
Because it's railed.
I see what you're saying.
We
get railed because it's good to be railed.
How do you rail, Ludwig?
How do I rail?
You like a slow and steady.
Oh, I was too crass, and now you want me to fuck you to show you how I
fuck. You're talking about being on the rails, doing the railing. I would like to, and I feel like I could learn a lot.
You'd like to get on the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I do think my the vein is like when you touch Chile on a globe was probably the funniest thing I've ever said. I think.
When did you say that?
I said it last episode.
I don't even remember that. That's really funny.
I know.
That's crazy.
Because it's all bumpy. My question to you, Jubbin.
A lot of mountains.
Jubbin.
Is something I forgot to say, and I'm stalling for time.
Yeah. Do you think Michael was disappointed in us?
He was actually a good spirit about it. He was like, ah, dang. Well, maybe you could go down and do it tomorrow. And I was like, nah.
Yeah. Why would you?
Right. It's not our job. They fucked up. We don't have to go extra.
Well, they is strong.
It's your podcast too, you cocksucker.
Yeah, and you fucked it, so you have to eat it. I don't have to do extra work.
Well, you could have just not. You could have planned better. But Michael's like motorcycle thing takes precedence.
Hold on, let's sit in that for a second.
Uh huh.
Let's sit.
I could have planned better.
Let's sit and like
before you react, you'd consider.
Right.
We did a podcast that day. You just said yes, Michael, whatever you want, sweet little guy.
Sorry. Wait. Say it again.
Like you couldn't have said sorry. I can't do the fucking stupid motorcycle class where I suck and fuck you all night long. Sorry, I have to do the podcast because I always do it that day. But you didn't do that.
Wait, we were gonna do the podcast that day.
What are you talking about?
It was going to be that day.
I'm talking about when you made the plans way back.
Oh.
Like, he says, this is on this day. Do you want to do this motorcycle thing with me? You're sucking fuck me till I'm fucking bone dry?
Right.
Look.
And then you said, absolutely. I don't have anything going on.
You're bringing a case right. here against Ludwig. And I think this case in the court, in the council here,
uh-huh.
historically might have some merit. We might be able to present this case.
Damn, son of a damn bitch.
But the case against you is so much more damning.
It's pretty bad.
It's
pretty bad.
It really absolves Ludwig of any potential mistake he might have made.
I'll take my jaywalking fine. You take your murder fine.
It's not jaywalking.
He jaywalks.
It's not jaywalking.
He jaywalks.
Because I was still...
Because your job is to... Monday and Tuesday are the days you do the podcast.
No, so we couldn't do it Sunday because Aiden was out of town, I believe.
God's Day, too.
And so then I was like, well, we could do it Monday still. And we were going to do it Monday, just at a location that's different, which is worth it when you get Michael fucking Reeves on the podcast. And you know what he said? He said, I'm not doing the fucking podcast now.
I know.
He said, I'm not doing it.
You know, he called me up and he said, I'm done with you.
I said, he said, I don't fucking work with unprofessional pieces of shit like that.
He called me and told me this.
So
he only works with people who read the group chat.
So sorry, I was trying to make it work with him, with Ghost Status.
You're selfish.
Anyway, I learned how to ride a motorcycle. I'm good at it now. And
did you actually do the thing where you touch your knee to the fucking asphalt?
I grinded that shit. No, I didn't. But after class, I would like grade it so it would look like I did.
Yeah. You start rubbing your skateboard on like a rail just to.
So it's these four levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this traveling circus class. It's not like permanently there. They're only there for 2 days.
Is
there an
elephant? What are you talking about?
They like have this big ass
motorcycles aren't in the circus.
Huge ass trucks.
Oh, like the tightrope riding.
Yeah, like they just come with this big truck. They set up at this track, then they leave. For like a year.
So they're motorcycle carnies.
Yes, basically.
Did they show you wisdom? Did they do a tarot card? Yes.
Are they missing teeth? Did you do meth?
No meth. Some are missing teeth. And I learned a lot. And they travel around America for like 180 days doing this.
Was the guy, were they in a hot air balloon?
Is that how they went to and fro?
Is that how they...
Usually motorcycle. They're on motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah, but was is that how they got the motorcycle, like,
big
to...
Truck.
Big truck?
Big truck, huge truck.
Was a truck on a hot air balloon?
They drove.
They drove it?
It was a truck.
Drove the hot air balloon.
That's a waste of gas.
Connected to a bed. I think there's more gas at a hot air balloon.
Different
to
gas.
There were 180 gays?
180 gays. Yeah.
Scurrying around like damn rats on a ship.
Too many.
You know who was there?
Who was there?
Chris Pine.
Who is she?
Star Wars or Star Trek, different one.
It sounds like you're excited about it.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves.
Why was he there?
He rides motorcycles.
Oh, he's taking the lesson with you guys.
Yeah. Did he pull a bunch of handkerchiefs
just
out of his
mouth? Just three studs.
Like for a long time, like more than you think would fit in his mouth.
Do you think he's a magician?
Well, I thought you were at the...
This is like a magician thing.
Do you think...
Did he have a big red nose?
Carnivals also have magicians?
Carnivals also... Yes, they have magicians. They have Elvis Presley before he got discovered. They have magicians.
Deep fried
Oreos. Elephants with big ears.
You think Barnum and Bailey's has a traveling magician?
Big ears.
They don't got a magician in there.
Clowns, for one, are magicians. Because
clowns are magicians.
Is magic.
Clowns are funny magicians.
They do magic.
Steve-O's a magician.
Okay, I'm sorry. So when I look into the flower... And then the flower squirts water at me. That's supposed to be what, real?
That's a prank. It's a prank.
That's magic.
Aren't all magic tricks pranks?
It's the idea of magic.
It's fooled.
They're illusions.
You say that I got fooled? Is that what you said? Like Penn and Teller? Fooled?
I can't take you seriously with a mustache, man.
This is hard. I don't like looking at
you.
You really
fucked it.
No, you don't get
it. My respect is deteriorating.
No, it's not. He likes it. He's lying for
you look like,
popularity.
You look
school.
Like a wrong dude. Like, you look like a guy if I saw on the street, like, that guy probably sucks.
Yo. Imagine I'm like calling you over to play some football. Yo.
Yeah. What are you talking about the side of your
I don't
mouth?
Like when you move your tongue. You keep moving your tongue in your...
That's how you talk.
Dude,
I can't...
Nick's gotta stop.
He talks like the thing Sylvester Stallone has.
He keeps doing this thing where if I'm DMing him, like, either joking or serious, he'll keep doing this thing. Does he do this to you guys? He'll say something, and then he'll put an asterisk, tackles you to the ground.
No.
And then he'll say,
no.
Tickles you like crazy. And then ask if I'm ticklish.
I hate this.
I'm like, we just stop doing this.
I work with him. He does it to me. I think I block him.
He was being mean to me in DMs.
I was being mean to you today.
And so I replied, and I'm like, wonders if you're ticklish. Knows you are.
Tackles you to the ground. But he's done this. He tackled me to the ground before. For something else.
Were you mean that time too?
No, I was. It was totally normal. So he just keeps tackling me.
Why'd you bring up the mean thing?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a gut reaction.
Sure, but you did it the first time, not mean.
I think sometimes I expect he's about to be mean, you know?
So it's his fault.
I see the smoke.
Most of the time I'm not.
So he used to tackle you to the ground.
We got, you're gonna be mean. And then he, but he, see, he checks if I'm ticklish, and I'm like, yeah, I'm ticklish, but like, I don't.
The thing is, I'm not really checking. I do not.
You're not checking. Mm. You just know that it's that I feel that way.
Tickles the damn hell out of you.
And yeah, he tickles the damn hell out of me. Anyway, keep an, the keep an eye out of you.
Yeah, I won't. I hope for that. Why are you mean to him?
Because
well, hold on.
It's pre mustache. You don't even know he has a mustache.
I did, but I, that's not, I would have said the same thing.
I cheese gratered my thumb yesterday.
Ew.
You want to see it?
Kind of.
Intentionally?
I'll show you. Everyone lean in. Everyone lean in.
No, I feel he's going to do some weird shit. This is Penn and Teller.
Okay, everyone lean in. Ready?
This is Penn and Teller.
Don't do that. Three, two, one.
You're such a main character.
You're
gonna
get gangrene.
Jesus Christ.
I'm putting this in the Discord.
You're looking at it like it's a fucking gash.
It's pretty
like,
bad.
It's machete. Not that bad. Jesus
it's
not that Christ.
Bad. I think it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's not that bad.
I
he gouged
himself. You should look at this moment later on.
It doesn't look bad.
Like,
at
I think this is.
The farther away the
okay, you're far. Bad. You're far. But if you get really close,
I don't even think a scar will form.
You're gonna post this and people will be like, oh, well, did you like scrape
why
your
are,
knuckle?
Why
like,
are you cheese gratering yourself for attention?
That's a good question. Do we not give you enough?
Well, I did the mustache thing and no one even talked about it for a while. So I started cheese gratering my thumb. That's what that's the step after mustache.
How did you end up cheese gratering yourself?
It's funny that you wouldn't assume I was cooking.
I don't.
I was.
Oh, you were.
I was.
Guess
Hello
what he
fresh?
Making. Guess what he's fucking making.
Guess what he's making.
Oh my God!
His
Lord
pasta?
Forbid.
His one fucking pasta dish.
No, my other pasta.
So oh,
it was a carbonara.
Hey, let me guess the sixfold.
I've never made carbonara before.
Yes, you have. You
no,
made
I,
it all the time.
No,
in
I
the
haven't.
Yes, you
no,
did.
No, it was a slightly different variation.
Okay, you're an idiot. I used to make Cajun chicken pasta. Carbonara was Chong's dish.
No, you made carbonara.
He made the Cajun chicken. He's right about it.
Ask my girlfriend. I've never made it in my life before. I was like, oh, I want to try making it.
The weird thing is he's like really stressing how much he's never made it. Like Cajun chicken pasta isn't like a step away from carbonara.
It's pretty far.
He's like very close.
You would call it carbonara. What the fuck do you want from me?
No, I never
did. You
did.
You called
That's
it
not,
that. No. Okay, but here's the thing. What I said.
You're so wrong.
In relation to his gaping gash wound. That looked like he was in fucking fucking Afghanistan, fighting with
you.
A machete,
like a piece of shrapnel hit
you
me.
Purple
grenade.
I replied on Instagram. I said, "Yeah, and I bet there's fucking six expired heavy creams in the fridge too. Fucking deserve."
And I did what any fucking respecting man would do, and I fucking tackled him to the grass.
What were there?
No, there wasn't.
There's not.
No, he lives his fucking girlfriend now. She has fucking standards.
You know,
we live in a clean home.
I said,
okay.
You know what? Well, there's not. So, you know, is that all you got?
Yeah,
and then
that's
I tackled
what
him
said.
Over the ground.
Me ground.
Get his ass.
And it's it, but it's because his fucking damn ass
it
fucking
looks
ass
bad.
Girlfriend.
It looks pretty bad.
Oh my
bad.
God,
dude.
Dude,
stop talking about it. Aiden, you've been tackling your boy to the ground all weekend, no?
My boy?
Yeah.
You're
talking about he's masturbating?
Big A. You've been tackling him to the ground and tickling him in Dutch
land.
Yeah,
and then I nuzzle him gently and ask for affection.
You drink Dutch beer and you go, ooh, and then you phase up.
Dutch beer?
Yeah, how was the you went to the Copenhagen?
Oh, it's Copenhagen.
It's Danish.
I
wonder if you're sad.
Hmm?
Comfort you.
We
wants to takes off your shoes to see
what are they called
to see how big your feet are.
The Danes.
I wasn't looking at my feet.
Were you tackling the Danes?
We slept
to the
next
ground?
To each other though.
Did you in the same bed?
No, it's in the weird European two twin beds that they push together style. You know what I'm saying.
Also from Nippon Des.
Also in Nippon.
Did you widen the gap?
No.
Yep.
No, we kept it close.
Saying because close. Okay.
Yeah. Kept each other warm.
How was it?
It was really good. The 16,000 people seeing the major. I was at FaZe, made it all the way to finals, which was cool because their captain's Danish, so the arena was like super into it.
Oh.
And it's Denmark, so it's like, I don't know, just you'd be hard pressed to find, I think, a guy under the age of like 30 who hasn't played Counter-Strike at some point.
I can think
life.
Of one who was there who's over the age of 30.
Who hasn't played Counter-Strike in his life?
Atrioc.
Big A.
Has never played Counter-Strike
you know
in his life.
The one,
you guys have
the,
played it.
You
play stupid
1v1.
Fucking 1v1s.
Or the bros
and shit.
He's played it together.
Oh, pissing me
yeah,
off.
That is... Okay, he's played for 2 hours.
I
sorry.
Agree that it doesn't give him valor, but it's just technically true.
It also wasn't even like a regular game. It was like fucking...
Yeah, and then you crack knives and you fucking get a knife.
Yeah, and you get it first try, and even though I've cracked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Don't you get it?
That's me with my knife right now.
It's your butterfly.
Mm-hmm. I don't even have a butterfly.
Balisson.
It's got a bayonet.
That's what it's called.
Coup de grâce.
Uh-huh.
Balisson.
Ah.
Coup de grâce.
There were a lot of French people there. You would have liked it.
I would have liked that. Yeah. Why did he...
That smelled crazy.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. He suggested the trip, and honestly, it was a lot of walking, talking, meeting people. There was a lot of people who happened to be in town the same weekend.
You want a little hot girl swim?
It was a little hot girl weekend in Copenhagen. We were like two 22-year-old college students going to Copenhagen.
Did he suck your shit right off the bone or what?
No, I just jumped in the water naked for him for $800.
And he paid out?
Yeah, he did.
That's a dub.
Yeah, he just kept saying how I wouldn't do it. And I said, it'd be nice to jump in the harbor right now. He's like, you wouldn't do that.
Water is
like,
probably so clean there.
Yeah, pretty clean.
I don't know
the cleanest. It's not Switzerland clean, but people do swim in there all the time.
Right?
Yeah. We saw other people jump in while we were there.
In the Danish harbor?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with
that. In the Danish harbor?
I bid him up. Yes. He's like, you wouldn't do it for $500.
With the mustache, too?
That was really good.
Guys, this isn't good.
I like the stash now.
We gotta stop.
Is there a better accent I can do
with the stash?
You look like you have a podcast.
Ooh,
that hurt.
I know.
Oh no.
Yeah, I got like I posted a photo of my face on Instagram with the mustache. It was a little bit more fresh, but it's some of the meanest comments I've ever got in my life.
I will say it looked so much worse on Instagram. Like, it's actually not even funny how bad that pic was.
It was like 6 days in on Instagram, so it wasn't that good.
It was bad.
Right.
Terrible.
You could say maybe it was like not at full form. Maybe like,
my first thought was, he's confident.
Oh.
because it's so easy to be, because it's like I see it and I'm like, wow, didn't know I was capable of that.
Yeah.
Tickles the fucking shit out of you.
Tickles you for hours straight.
What was your fear ticklish too?
Takes off your shoes if you can see how sticky your shoes are.
Vein in the feet, but there's a
vein.
I got a lot of mean comments, and one of the meaner ones, I should have gone back and looked, but he compared me to some like celebrity. He was like, I used to think that you were a hot version of blank. Now you're just blank.
That's a twofer. Aww. That's insulting the other guy too.
Yeah, it's hitting that guy. Like, I get like heartburn, doesn't know why that day. And I'm like, wow, okay. It was brutal in there.
You still kept it.
Yeah. You know.
This is what you did.
He got a lot of compliments through me because of that video. Every fucking comment on that video is how sick my jeans are. And
which
like,
I
where did you
him.
Get those
Wait,
jeans?
I messaged you about your jeans.
Yeah. He bought them.
I said,
They're
nice jeans
from him.
Wow.
Every single one.
Oomphy buys it.
I'm working on the whole stylist look. So you need a stylist.
You do look like a stylist.
Yeah.
Literally the same frame one reaction.
Dude, this is the look I had at the Call of Duty tournament I went to.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
you blew off unpaid intern for this. I didn't know about this.
I didn't blow it off.
You didn't tell me.
You didn't tell Ludwig?
It's in the Slack.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't message. Nick loves to do this because he loves to use the Slack as a tool to hurt me, but then the Discord when he wants me.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You messaged me
on Discord and you were like, I need to reply within an hour, and I do it, and he comes to Discord to fuck me, but then in the Slack when he's like, this is where we actually fuck. We can never use the Discord.
Hold on. No. All I did was go to the company Slack we work at and then say what I was doing.
This is tough.
Are you saying that I have to double text you?
I just didn't know you were coming.
That is true, but that's not my fault.
I just didn't know, I was hurt.
As a judge reviewing the case evidence, this situation's also tough.
I'm just saying I'm hurt.
Because Nick, historically a terrible Slack checker.
I'm also not assigned to Unpaid Intern Live. I'm only assigned to pre-recorded.
I should know, and I was hurt. If that's all right, that's all right.
Mm.
It is all right, because it's your fault.
Can I be hurt? I can't be hurt.
I mean, all feelings are valid.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
But it's
I'm
also
feeling like a Nazi.
It's like being hurt. It's like being hurt after you didn't check your company email when you worked at Microsoft.
He said he's feeling like a Nazi.
No, like, listen.
But he said it's okay.
The way this DBT therapy works is that your feelings are valid, but you need to explore why you're feeling them, right? So you can obviously say you're hurt, but you need to like talk about why and then come to a reasonable conclusion about that hurt. So I would say you're being unreasonable.
Let's hit his Nazi one first.
Yeah, like he just did that to be contrarian, right?
No, I didn't.
Let's hit this one then for real.
Tackles you to the ground.
Fucking loves it.
So you're hurt.
Well, I was hurt because
You said you thought he should have checked. You thought he was skipping out and used the slack as a way to cover his bases.
Here's what happened: is I show up to unpaid intern.
What's that?
My show. I'm shooting the shit, and then I'm like, "Where's Nick?" And then LD's like, "Oh, he's not coming today." And he said it like weirdly, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I hope everything's all right." And I held this for the entire show.
You thought something happened.
Nobody said a thing about like, "Oh, he said in the Slack that he's going to this thing." And then I'm like, "Fuck!" And so this whole time, I thought something happened.
What I did in the Slack was, that's so funny. I did in the Slack. I said, "Hey, would it be okay if I didn't show up to Sunday?" Because I had something else I wanted to go to, and I never really planned to come to the show in the first place. And everyone was like, "Yep, totally fine." And I was like, "Cool."
So I thought something happened. Right. Something did happen.
Something happened.
So I'm
going through the whole show, and
there was a gun
this,
involved.
I was in my back of my mind. I'm like, "There's a gun. So it's a fucking shooter.
Mustache.
Were you worried about me?
I wasn't worried about you.
No, why would he be worried about you right now?
I don't know.
You didn't even know what the show was.
You were at home.
Oh man.
So I'm worried about Nick.
You shot the show with a tear in your eye.
And then the show ends, and then like my day moves on, and then I just see Nick post like his bands that he made, and I'd be like, pulled up to the Modern Warfare 2 event, and then it's like just a fucking stack of money, and I'm like, I worried for nothing.
Are you being real right now?
I promise to God,
zero capping
LD,
him?
I believe him. Dead ass said that, and I was just like, "Oh, something probably happened." Like, I didn't think it was like insane, but I thought I was like, "Oh, he had to stay behind."
Enough,
like, yeah, it was like something last second came up that took him away.
Well, something did
come up.
It did. He had a duty.
Yeah.
I received a call.
You received a call, and you know what? And
actually, quite literally,
I was mad for such a short amount of time because I realized you won, and then I was like, ugh. I can't be mad.
Yeah, so wait, if you busted out, it's fucking, it's
that it's
pull
him off the project.
Right. I'm gone.
Take it off unpaid intern for losing the 1v1 tournament?
Yeah, he's out.
Okay.
Well, how did you crushed? Who was there?
So yeah, what happened?
Courage JD and a bunch of geriatrics?
No. Jerry tags me on Twitter in a Call of Duty pop-up event. So it's like this guy, Drought, who makes clothes. He makes like nostalgia core clothes. Like he turned all the kill streaks in the game into a bracelet. So he threw like a tournament surrounding this clothing drop, pop-up store, with like a 64 entrant cap, $1,000 prize pool. I didn't know anyone there. I just brought Alex and we just went together because he used to also play Call of Duty. And I won. That's the gist of it. It was
Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2, 1v1, snipers only, Rust. It was like the thing I'm best at, or was best at. And there were some people who were like pretty good. I was surprised at like the skill floor. I was not impressed by the skill ceiling, but like the floor was like everyone knew what they were doing. Like everyone who was there played a fuck ton of this game.
Did you handedly win?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
There was only one guy who had a lead on me the whole tournament.
Wow.
So he had a lead on me like halfway through the game, and then I came back and won. And the whole bracket was single elimination.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I didn't know that until like halfway through the bracket. So I was just like playing with like a lot of confidence. And then I asked him, like, wait, I was looking at the thing. I'm like, why are third and third playing it out?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's single elim. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I won. And then I did a really dumb thing, which I told Slime.
This is funny.
So they gave me $1,000 in cash, and it's all won. So it's like a bunch of money. And I was really grateful that Jerry had tagged me in the post to like find the tournament. So after I won, I gave him half. And I said, like, here's your cut. Thanks for like inviting me. But I did it in front of everyone, not on purpose, not being performative. Just like, I just gotten it and he was there and I was like, here's your cut. And I realized I made it look like he invited me to chop the pot.
Ooh.
Did he like place well?
He didn't enter.
Jerry
he was a TO.
Ran it. Jerry ran it.
Oh.
He was a TO and he invited me publicly. Like he publicly tweeted at me and said, come to this.
Yeah.
So I handed it to him and he gets it and he's kind of shocked for a moment because he didn't expect to get like all this money. And then he looks around the room.
Oh my
this
God.
This is a bad
dude.
Look.
And then he goes, I did not do this on purpose. And I instantly realized the optics of what I've done.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, that was really dumb of me. That was like a really big sort of oversight.
The sentence was the worst part.
That wasn't loud enough for people to hear.
It's also a joke that you're not also not explaining right now.
Here's your money, just like we played.
It was just
kind of
like everyone was still in like the clapping, like you won moment, and then I handed him the money. I kind of said something in private to him.
That's insane. While the confetti's dropping, you're like, take it.
Seed me into all foxes at the next wave dash too.
That was my little shindig.
Wow.
It was cool. I got to play that game.
There was a kid we met this weekend. It was after the tournament is over. We went out to go get food at a kebab place. It was like one of the only places that was open because a lot of stores and restaurants were closed all 4 days we were there because it was Easter weekend.
They love God?
I hate the Dutch.
I don't think they love God. I think they love unions and workers' rights. So they're just really...
You know what they love?
This is close.
Slacking off, it sounds like.
That's what I'm saying. No freeways. Mm. Didn't see a single gas station while I was
there. Not a gas guzzler along the way?
What, are they pooping chamber pots still?
Probably.
There's
some
old
ass buildings. We went to pastries. You know Mo, the DK? We went to his apartment that he lives in right now. His apartment building is older than... my state, like Washington State. I was like, that
this
is
shit
fucking...
was around when it was called Prussia.
Yeah, actually. And we were with two friends that work at Riot that we didn't know were gonna be there, so we're just chatting, hanging out, and this drunk kid approaches one of us.
You say kid?
This is a child.
He's like 18. He's clearly seven. Like 18. He's around that
like
age.
7 years old. Yeah.
And he just approaches one of us because he heard an American accent. And he starts like kind of he's clearly drunk, but he's lucid and he's not like slurring his words. And he wants to like initiate some conversation with us because we're also American. And he basically starts telling us that he's like on exchange right now. And he's doing all this traveling. The chicks in Sweden are so hot. And all this stuff, and we're kind of laughing because it's clear like him and his friend are having like a nice time, and he's asking us all these like personal questions about where we're from, what we're doing. But I see on his
mom's maiden name
on it. No, they kind of like, or he didn't literally ask that, right? But he's getting like personal information over the course of the conversation, and I look down at his phone and he's on like a phone call with somebody this whole time. I'm not usually worried about this sort of stuff, but my mind starts to run because me and Atrioc have been like recognized a lot while we're there. And I'm like, I wonder if he's trying to like, you know, I don't know, just dig up personal information.
You were such a prime scam target too.
I've stolen from him before live.
In my niceness, I'm worried about getting taken advantage of. And I interrupt him. I was like, hey man, are you on a phone call right now? Like, what's that? And he looks down. He's like, oh, it's just my boy on FaceTime. He's at the gym right now. And he's like, Thomas. And he pulls up his friend like slides into frame. He's like, yo, it was just benching. And I'm like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
He's like, my boy's still in high school. He benches so hard, dude. And it was like, Thomas, how much you bench? He's like 215 right now.
Bro. Wow.
And we were like dying laughing because he just has his friend is just at the gym, headphones in, listening to him have a conversation in Copenhagen.
He's like Aiden from LA, originally Washington.
That's so interesting. That's like being in the Discord call with the boys. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying. But
it's
mobile-y. Just sitting
this
on
is,
FaceTime.
This is hip. This is what the fucking hip kids do.
They just stay connected.
They just stay on FaceTime with a homie.
Is silence
that
deafening?
That's what I was
going to
ask. Is this a thing?
It's definitely a thing. It's a thing for girls too and for guys.
Everyone has their one homie who will just FaceTime them out of nowhere. Mine, Ben Tolson.
Ben Tolson is a FaceTime homie.
Also Ben Tolson.
Yeah. He does it at the most insane times.
Yeah?
Oh my God, dude. Ben called me at 3 a.m. On FaceTime like a week ago. It woke me up. I look at my phone. I have a FaceTime from Ben. I know it's not serious because he does this all the time. And it wouldn't FaceTime if it was serious. And my girlfriend wakes up and she's like, who the fuck is calling you? And I'm like, Ben. She's like, are you going to answer? Like, she thought I was about to just take a full conversation with her. I'm like, no, I'm not going to answer. I'll call him tomorrow. And I called him tomorrow.
Well, you should have. That actually makes you a bad friend.
No.
You failed a good friend.
I like not knowing it's not urgent because it's FaceTime.
If I was alone, I would have. 100%.
No, really?
Yeah.
But she was...
But she was like... She got woken
she
up
She just came to a full blown convo at 3 a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is someone not the man in the relationship?
Wow. Wow, mask is off.
How am I the misogynist? Wow.
That's... I don't know. I thought you were, but now maybe he is.
I don't know. I was just saying stuff.
Speaking of the... Well, coming in with the lowest time.
What you talking about?
1950, baby.
Oh, dude, woo! You barely beat me and I was live.
Live? I had pressure. I was racing somebody.
No, you cheated because you named like 9 smashers and that's fucking stupid.
Why? You can Google them.
I think that's
you
great.
You also had smashers on yours.
I had Magi. And that was it.
I had 5.
Yeah, that's too much.
5 smashers?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
5
bro.
Googleable smashers.
Fekfek is not Googleable.
Absolutely.
No.
Is Fekfek Googleable?
Of course.
Zipper, can you Google Fekfek?
I mean, yeah, it'll definitely work.
If it comes up first result, then...
I think you know in the spirit of the game you're being a
Twitter
first result.
You're being a rules lawyer.
No, I'm not being a rules. I followed the rules.
Rules lawyer.
I lost by 7 minutes, and you put Tech on your list.
I think you know.
I had 7 more minutes and Fekfek on the list.
You know that it's different.
5 smashers.
I do think you would still beat Slime without Fekfek. Wow. However,
I choked.
A Nut was bringing up a good point, which is that technically all his family is Googleable because they're on Facebook and social media.
Right? Like, where do you draw the line, you dumb bastard?
I think Googleable might mean
Googleable means to me with, I would say, with certainty, when you Google that figure by that name, that person will come up.
I think the faith of the argument is that they're a public figure.
Look, no, because if you Google Nut's dad, there's going to be 20 people with the same fucking name.
Look, he won. Aiden won when coronary was still legal. That's fine. Right. It was legal. It was part of the game. Now, you know, in hindsight, the rule should probably be you can't name women you know.
See what happens when there's
women you've met.
Hmm?
That should be the rule. Not
I also thought that, like, naming a bunch of streamers is also kind of a cheat code. Because if you're a streamer, you can just kind of go crazy about it.
You just have to know their name and you have never met them. Those are the best rules.
Never meeting them, I think, is important.
What about you?
What?
You didn't attempt it. Are you still on it?
No.
Are you still on the challenge?
Oh, yeah, I'm still
it's
doing
like
it.
It's like when you leave your stopwatch running at the gym. Yeah. You check it a week later.
I'm still in the moment of
he
silence.
He won the challenge because he ratioed you.
He's a 7.
Dude, I don't know what it is about. My Twitter account has like, it gets like a sponsor tweet if I go for a ratio.
Yeah.
Against mine does too.
They do so well.
It's also, okay, not to say your tweet wasn't funny, but people were talking about that reply like it was the most insane shit they'd ever heard.
I meant for it to be mild. It wasn't trying to be like a ratio or anything.
But people were like, oh my God, he's done it again. And it's like, what are we doing?
Maybe, I don't know what this is.
Maybe he has
it's your again. Tweet.
You said I'd be north of an hour.
And he said he'd fucking...
And I said, yeah, because the first 59 minutes are a moment of honorable silence.
I didn't see any of this.
That's unbelievable.
That's way more beast than a ratio.
Yeah.
getting ratioed like 10 times over, but just having such a successful life, you never see it. That is better than anything you can do on Twitter.
There's no way for me to check if people reply.
How? What are you talking about?
How do I know if someone replies? I have to go back to the tweet. The reply section
is just
littered.
You get replies from like friends or people you follow.
There's not a thing.
I don't know.
The only way to live a different life is if you like click on the actual tweet.
Yeah, man. You live in a beautiful life.
It is beautiful.
They definitely go to your notifications. Am I crazy?
They go to my notifications, but they're littered.
Oh, you just have so many notifications.
Yeah.
And you don't have
you don't like filter it.
I don't check notice.
And you don't have notifications set for my account when I tweet, so you don't have that on?
You don't have that on?
No.
Like you don't get a notification when I tweet.
I have notifications for your tweet.
Not a one. Yeah, and different. I've learned to not do it with your friends.
You guys think the Foosley episode was good?
Will it have been funny?
Good? Let's look in hindsight.
When she started going off the rails about all that political stuff, I was like, this'll be bad, but it'll be good for people to hear.
But I mean, her Bernie Sanders impression was pretty good.
We should have her do a Bernie.
You think she'd do that?
I don't know if she could
you
do
think
a
she
Bernie.
Did that?
Who's a better one for her to do? We shouldn't talk about the past.
Bernie Sanders would be funny. We should have her do Bernie Sanders trying not to come challenge.
That's appropriate.
Have
Bernie
her.
Sanders on a Sibian.
No, we can get right. Yeah, that's really, great. A Sibian wow, specifically.
Really, what really is, going back.
It is April now, so
she's autistic.
Foosley?
No, but it is Autistic Awareness Month.
What?
What do you mean?
When was this? No one told me about this.
You just found out. Zipper, can you look up autism?
Zipper, please pull through with your joke potential.
Okay, yeah, autism. That does make sense.
You just Googled Ludwig Ågren. Anything would have been so hard there.
No, he does. He's a good job. He did what
it's
does.
Autism Awareness Month.
Okay.
Also Women's History Month.
You're trying to make a joke about that, but you're not brave enough.
I'm not making a joke about it. I've learned. I found out about this like 2 days ago.
You're aware now.
So we'll just talk about it. Because it's a discussion show.
I made a joke on Unpaid Intern where I said, we got women for Women's History Month, and next month is Autism Awareness Month, but I didn't finish it.
I know, because you're not brave enough.
Because I also, I'm not, it's
you don't
want to
make
bravery.
That joke. It
it's
is kind of
braver
about
to not make it sometimes. You know?
It's just, it's funny to
maybe
set,
that puts you on the outs.
It's funny to throw the ball up and then just not hit it. You know what I'm saying?
It is funny.
Like, it's not funny.
It's, no, it's it is running funny. With the skateboard and never riding it.
That's funny too.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah, okay. I actually agree.
Come on.
I'm being serious.
So Cutie just won on Unpaid Intern? Just got the Nepo in.
She's just crushed.
Is that all you do, man?
The name of
is
woman,
that all you
she
do
just
is
fucking
just fucking
crushed.
You
yeah, just look like... around. Look, oh, is thing. That all? Yeah. Yeah.
What? I'm looking around. I don't see anything.
You don't see anything that would make you think that it's all Nepo all the way down?
I built that damn house.
Oh, Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen. Kristen Wig.
Kristen Bell.
Oh,
she's in the corner.
Kristen Dunst.
Oh, that's who we replaced you with.
Who?
Kristen Bell.
Oh, you put her in my chair?
Yeah, she was on the show.
Yeah.
Did you not watch?
I didn't watch. I like listened.
She's not very talkative.
Oh. I don't watch. I listen.
Do you think you could get Dax Shepard on the show for her?
Who's that?
Never mind.
I looked him up. I didn't know who he was still.
He's an actor. He was on some stuff, but he's also Kristen Bell's husband.
Oh.
And he also has a very popular podcast now.
We need Dubbin. We need Sydney Sweeney. The show's tanking. The show's going down.
Sydney Sweeney boost?
I saw her recent movie. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my damn life.
You're telling me this. Yeah, it was terrible, huh?
It was horrible.
Wait, was this the comedy movie with the guy who looks like he's been carved out of...
Anyone but you, yes. I think it's Gary Powell or something.
He's in Top Gun. Same guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that. It was bad.
It was horrible.
It looks
dude.
Like it's bad on the surface.
It was one of the worst written movies I've ever seen in my damn life.
And Ludwig never likes hating.
I'm such
crazy.
A lover of things.
When he chirps like this, he hates when Cody Schwab wins Melee, and he hates when he watches rom-coms.
I hate when fucking Cody Schwab wins Six. I wanted to stop watching.
It was actually so funny. I had to convince him to stay on.
Come on.
I was like, you don't have to go, Ludwig. He's like, oh, fucking
it's Cody
Schwab,
dude.
Stay here, dude.
The viewership drops by 2K when Mango leaves. Why can't I be one of them?
Whoa.
You can. You can do whatever you want. You're an American. You don't look at your notifications. You don't read Slack. You can do whatever you want.
Sorry,
officer,
am I free to go, officer? Am I free to go? Oh, I'm being detained then. Am I being detained?
I'm detained. I have to watch. I'm detained.
A sovereign citizen to a Cody Schwab.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did I do that was illegal?
Yeah. I'm not discussing my day with you.
My phone's out because I'm filming you. So
I've rolled my window down the legal amount to watch this set. And that's it, all I'll be rolling
the
it down.
The tint is legal. The tint is legal. I looked it up before I got it, so.
I wish Cody was an asshole.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, right? He should lean into being the heel, and then it's a little more fun.
But he's always just nice and shit.
It's tough, man. No one, like, getting hate online for being a gamer is so, it's so much different than the hate we get. People are like, yeah, they're fucking cringe, and it's like, whatever. But people, like, when you're a gamer and people hate you, they literally want to see you fail at what
fail.
You do.
And also in Melee, I feel like there's this layer of, there's like a lack of stakes in a way too. It's like harder to be mean and terrible when there's not that much money going up for first place.
Yeah.
But it's not like, okay, women's college basketball.
Yeah.
They're in a tournament right now.
Yep.
It's the hottest it's ever been. It's hotter than the men's basketball.
Oh,
game.
I heard that one girl on LSU
Angel
ran
Reese.
It down last night.
Angel Reese. She's like the star player for LSU and
yeah.
She chirps.
She chirps
a lot. Oh my God, so much.
I love some chirping.
And last year when they played Caitlin Clark, who you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In Iowa State, they won. So Angel Reese is like the villain. She beats Iowa State.
And she goes like that.
Yeah,
and
she goes, you can't see me.
She goes, no ring.
Oh,
where's your ring at?
Shit.
Because I have a ring because we just won the game.
Yo.
Yeah.
And then they replayed yesterday. And Angel Reese fouls out. And then they lose.
Wow.
And then
how do you foul out? How many fouls do you need?
Five.
Whoa.
She was playing some aggressive ball.
She's like 6'3". She's big. She fucking runs that court.
Okay.
So fouls kind of come a dime a dozen. But anyway, she fouls out and everyone online is actually being really mean to Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Because Caitlin Clark, obviously she wins and she's like, they just happen to be in the path. You know, she's doing the high road. Yeah,
she's the high road.
Yeah, because she's dropping 41 points in women's college basketball.
She's also just
It's not like when they when an NBA player scores 40, it's insane already. Because that's like 40 out of maybe the 130 points your team scored. They're scoring like 90 points in women's college basketball. She's scoring half the points.
Yeah. So she's just like, this shit ain't nothing to me, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are hitting on Angel Reese. You go to any Instagram comment, it'll be like 500,000 likes. Caitlin Clark wins and be like, Angel Reese, fucking stupid, fucking way to lose.
Dude, that sucks.
And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, she's so good for the sport. Like, you guys gotta realize that. Like, it's so good. The only reason I watched is because
of the beef.
The beef.
Three, you're talking about it right now.
Well, I think a lot of people are watching because of Caitlin Clark too, right?
Yeah, but certainly it's Caitlin Clark's skill, but like that alone, I don't think is enough. It's also like mixed with wanting to see her win and succeed against his heel.
Don't you think that like up to a certain line that the people chirping at her online, it's part of the reason why it's good for the sport too? Right?
I mean, it's a representation of it's a measurement of how much people care.
Right.
But like
her chirping only matters if people have a big reaction to it.
But like to go on someone's Instagram page and just absolutely take a dump on them is like, it's you can't stop it. That's the gross part too, because it's like there's a lot of nuance to this. As long as Smash or the WNBA or women's college basketball or anything is going to be a broadcast product, you have to accept this level of like people are interested in you and they're gonna want
to
hate you.
I think up to the match, it's a lot of value, but after the match, I think you can be
it
like, fuck, well, like what a great game. Like I'm happy Caitlin won. But like I think that
you want to
like,
leave it all.
They're
the court.
Still going.
Yeah,
dude.
It requires like the individual fan to like surrender to the idea that this is kind of a performance and not real life. But to them, it is real. Like her shit talking is as real as like anything.
Yeah.
Or recognize that it's real life, but their enjoyment of the match was heightened by the fact that this person was like an antagonist.
Yeah.
That takes so much mental friction to do. And you know about friction.
Yeah, I do. I don't like layers of them.
Yeah, when I tackle you to the ground.
But yeah, it's funny because there's a guy on the SSBM subreddit that like hates Josh. Like every time Josh loses, like, yeah, fuck yeah, Josh, man. Pussy. Yeah, fuck you, idiot. And it's like,
it's a hard guy to hate if Josh is such a hard guy to have a problem with if you have never met him.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And so I'm looking at this person. I look at their profile. They're like looking for nurse play. I'm not kidding. It was like, oh, okay, this guy's just a freak. And like lonely nurse play in my area, please, please. But either way, I'm looking at this. I'm like, okay, this person just hates Josh. And to them, it's just like, again, it's a person just like way far away on a screen. And I'm like, I live with that guy.
You were looking for nurse play?
I just want to know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know why they hate, why this guy who's into nurse play hates Josh.
I don't know.
Because if this guy had been hurt and be like, well, I said we were going to go get sushi and that I would pay for lunch. And then he said, I don't know if I like fish. Then I would respect that guy maybe a little more.
Josh would be such a good nurse.
Yeah.
He's so good at that job.
He would take care of you
good. He's what's this? A lolly?
He would make you feel comforted in your most scared time.
He could throw a catheter in, no problem.
He would give a shot to me, and I wouldn't even know it happened.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm just making a joke.
It's going to prick. Just a pinch.
Just a pinch.
You were laughing at something, and then you realize the needle's already out.
Mm. So anyway, he should do nurse play with this guy, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think he should, because the guy's kind of a dick. If the guy was nice, nurse it up. Fuck it.
Wow.
Like, get in
but
the
if
costume.
He was nice, you
are
never
those
would
dicks
have known
valuable
that he was
in the esport as a large? At whole?
Those people?
Not necessarily this specific guy, but like, just imagine
Okay, so it's funny. I talk to Brandon about this all the time, where he's like, LeBron James will tweet something out like, just had a great lunch. Yummy.
Yeah.
And then someone in the comments of his tweet will be like, no, like MJ's the best. You're never going to be the best. Pussy. Fucking pussy. You'll never be good ever. It's like LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's like, for one, yes, he's a generational talent who will be remembered for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But also, he's just talking about it. He's a guy.
Right, right.
And it's like, these people are crazy.
Dude, this happened yesterday. Like after, who was it? I forget who it was, but someone tweeted out to Kevin Durant because I think someone UConn beat some team and they're like, why couldn't you have done this when you were at UConn 10 years ago? And it, like, he wasn't playing at all. And he's like, dude, he replied. He's like, what are you fucking, get over it.
He's like, I'm just sitting on the couch. Yeah. Like,
move on.
Watch the curse Lil B put on him.
I've noticed this in basketball YouTube video comments. Do you watch Jimmy High Roller?
Jimmy High Roller, baby.
Dude, I love Jimmy High Roller.
People hate Jimmy High Roller.
He makes basically basketball videos about like extraordinary circumstances or storylines and then gets really in-depth about some statistical aspect related to the narrative, what he's talking about.
He's
and
the turndown for Walt of basketball.
Oh, no.
I think that's a fair description.
Another person who was getting bullied online this weekend. That was crazy. Yeah,
I think that's apt.
I would say he makes really strong arguments for his cases. Like, he presents a lot of, like, data.
He has a better voice.
And then every comment, and then if you watch the whole video, right, he swung together this whole narrative about what he's talking about and why he thinks this way and, like, why he believes this thing or why this thing is cool. And then the comment section is just like, what a dumbass. This guy's never done this, this, and this. And every comment is saying this opinion is whack and this video sucks because of these things that Jimmy High Roller like directly addresses and talks about through the whole, that's what the video is about.
I'm getting angry because
it's like, who are you? Who are you? Why would you even spend time writing this? And I realize this is the comment section of every sports video.
Yeah.
This is sports. It is so much worse in real sports.
I think there's a desire to be the knowledgeable person about it. And so even though this guy might have like an established following, people instantly like to take his opinion and then like subvert it and be like, oh, this is actually the wrong opinion to have. If you listen to Jimmy High Roller, you're actually a normie fan.
Hmm.
And me, my deeper cut opinions that I form on my own are more valid.
Yeah, everyone's always trying to, one, like find the authority that is actually cool and skirt the authority they think is gay and stupid.
Yeah.
Mm, and Jimmy High Roller.
Yeah,
is
right.
Gay.
Like, but it comes in all kinds of flavors. But the other day we're always searching for authority, which is funny. Like, oh no, my buddy actually knows Jimmy. My buddy knows these basketball players.
Searching
actually.
For some sense of validation. Yeah, I get
it.
It
all comes from the top down. We're kind of born that way.
And the new one is LeBron James and JJ Redick. I only listen to that podcast. It's the only basketball info I listen to.
So, and then some people listen to that and are like, nah, this is just not the way it's done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's LeBron James. It's speaking. LeBron fucking James. Yeah, he just scored 40 points. And he's 39 years old.
I know. I think end of the day, they're just reacting.
Yeah.
They literally aren't thinking 1 second about what they're saying. They're just typing like animals. And I have to constantly remind myself of that. I was very embarrassed because you came into chat on Saturday when I was watching the tournament. And it was the one moment I was fucking roasting some guy in chat. Like, the one moment. Because the whole day was great. And then it's the one moment I'm pulling up some guy's fucking Twitch profile. I'll be like, oh, you're going to make it. Or some shit like that. I don't know. He was really mean. And Mogul Moves pops in the chat. Says, love you, man.
No.
I'm like, oh, God.
You gotta be nice for dubbing.
Did it cheer you up? Did you stop getting angry?
That you showed up? Of course it did. Because I asked you how Unpaid Intern was, and it was cool, and you said Mogul Moves.
Do you think they can make a documentary about Cody to make him cool?
I don't know.
Oh, God, this fucking...
Depends.
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah. Fucking discussion.
If we put in... Let's just do it at off-brand.
You can make it...
Can we put in thousands?
You can make a documentary about a pencil and make it cool.
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes.
I don't necessarily agree that you can make a documentary about anything that compels the base of it. It could compel a base, but like if it's impactful is if it impacts a large enough amount of the base to make some change in opinions.
Have you ever heard the expression, Ludwig, if you ain't got no sauce, you're lost. But you also can get lost in the sauce.
This has come up.
It's really, come up at a Best Buy.
I believe it was a Best Buy. I'm playing one of my coworkers.
Really, 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 I think this is a question of sauce.
Uh-huh.
Where I think the reason that mango is so magnetic is that he has sauce.
But don't jump to the most sauce sub.
No, here's, I have a better example. And I said this on Twitter, which is Lil Majin, who has a video that someone made because he went to Evo and he plays King in Tekken and he got a bunch of crazy wins. And King's like a bad character. But the title of the video was The Guy Who Suplexed the Gods of Tekken. And it's just this dude who's been playing Tekken forever, plays King, and he got some crazy wins. But it was this crazy run, and it was the narrative that he has enough fucking of a game sense to get crazy with King. And now He uploads Tekken videos, just like VOD cutdowns of him playing online, and gets like 200k a fucking pop. It's crazy.
Are we gonna sit here and pretend that Armada has sauce?
I don't think he does, but no. I also don't think Lil Majin necessarily has sauce.
But
he's
don't
a very
you think
boring guy.
A version of a documentary you can tell about Armada that's compelling and interesting.
They've
absolutely
done it.
No, but hold on. But Armada was like a necessary antagonist at a time in Melee. Cody and Zane, I don't feel like have as interesting to the average person, not to like a Melee expert, not to someone who loves Melee, but the average viewer who represents most of the viewer pool, as interesting of a rivalry as Mega Armada. It hasn't lasted as long yet. Mm-hmm. Their personalities aren't at odds with each other in the same way. Their visual looks aren't at odds with each other in the same way. Their countries, like all that isn't there.
Cody isn't balding. You're right.
Removing the rivalry aspect. I think you can pick apart bits of Cody's backstory and his like climb to the top and his dominance into something that is compelling.
Of course. Yeah. You can make a documentary about almost anything and find beauty in it or find relatability or
damn pencils.
Things to talk about. I'm only talking to why I generally have agreed with what Slime was tweeting, which was that like there is a reason people leave the stream, not just for Cody, for a lot of different players.
Yeah.
And it has almost nothing to do with their skill.
You know what? Lil Majin, if he didn't play King, I think he's way less popular as well. There's something about a big like leopard man grabbing people and doing 40,000 damage that is also
the character you play matters a ton.
It matters like way more than I've.
Maybe that's why Armada was cool. I think there's this issue in tennis right now where there's kind of this void in the game because we had like the best era of tennis ever, which was Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic all playing at the same time. There's the three players who are inarguably the greatest players to ever play. And they are playing at the same time. They all have the same amount of major wins.
And one's about to retire, right?
And one did retire. Yeah. Federer has already retired.
At the time, one was about to retire.
So it's like Federer's approaching the end of his career. So it's like a race to establish the GOAT in real time. It won't be this like past versus present conversation. And then COVID happened and it kind of like killed the story. And then Federer had to retire.
Almost killed about a million people.
Federer did kill a million people.
Well, people don't talk about that. I don't know if I'd say it was the COVID that killed those people.
Federer did kill those people.
But I think that was an era, similarly for women's tennis, like Serena Williams, like a bunch of people getting into it because of Serena Williams, right? This player that everybody knows, everybody jumps in and like gets interested in this era of the game, kind of also Tiger Woods, all the people around Tiger who were good at the time, people started to get to know. We came up in this documentary era, Five Gods, all the players like below them, like Westballs and Esfat and all these people became really well known and became figures that were interesting enough to follow. But now that era is over. Those top players are kind of gone. And I think when people come back to watch now, especially if they were casual viewers back then, they just see a guy on the stream that they don't really know anymore.
Sure.
And that's it. And it just begins and ends at that, because this guy who is better than any of the players that they were fans of before, because he doesn't fit the mold of like what's cool or like when he first loved the game, when he watched like 8 or 10 years ago, it's not interesting enough.
He doesn't play the dinosaur.
I think it's also just like,
I don't know Scherzo.
You know Scherzo?
I'm going to say it. I don't fucking know Scherzo.
Don't say it like that.
I don't know
you
him.
Know what? Scherzo's moving to Japan. You'd probably have a lot to talk about.
That sounds dope.
It is dope.
Wakari Mashita.
And Itadaki Mashita, you too.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. I got lost in that for a moment.
You're funny, man.
I think it's also like, what does the result of the match mean to the average viewer? And like, what is the repercussions in the scene? What are the storylines having led up to that match? Like, all those things matter too. Like, if Cody wins Battle of BC or Zane wins Battle of BC, there was a point in top eight where someone asked me like, "Who do you want to win?" There was like four players left, and I was just like,
"Doesn't really matter.
I don't really care."
Yeah, there's often at that.
Now that Amza did it, I'm like, I don't know. I don't care.
Why not give it up for our fucking moist moguls?
You have to give it up for our
moist
moguls.
Why not give it up for them?
I did say, I guess Zane at the end of that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I wish you would have told it in the story.
I did have a question related to this for you guys. Because at the major, when people lost and won, there is such a public outpouring of emotion from the players. People cry on stage. People like get up on the fucking table and swing their jersey.
Yeah,
like
they have socialized healthcare, dude.
They,
if they fall off the table, they'll get healed.
I don't know. I think. Wow. Wow. I didn't think about that.
You understand?
Yeah. It's pretty much just a risk reward equation. And then at Worlds, when like SKT lost a few years ago, like Faker, when Faker cried on stage or his teammate cries on stage, I noticed that level of emotion is like, I feel like very rarely shown on a Melee stage, especially sad emotion.
Fighting people, games in general, I think, are very like masculine coded, and mm-hmm. if you show emotion, you're kind of like a bitch.
No, not in Melee, not in Smash.
I think if you do it, you still face the reality of getting clowned by whoever, invisible stream monsters or whatever.
Well,
and I think it will stop you. And again, I think it's that stakes thing. It's okay. It probably is okay to cry when you're in a stadium with thousands of people, and also
because you just
make
$1 million or whatever. Like,
yeah, but if you're like. It's just more risky and vulnerable to cry if you're a Melee player. That's my
reaction. The tournament you could cry at is maybe if you won Genesis in some insane
or
fashion.
Or Evo, I guess.
That's
or
another Evo, part of it, right? Like, if you don't win the big one, people will be like,
if you're crying at Battle of BC 6, like, bro.
Even if it had the same entrance as Genesis, there's an idea
there's
there.
Definitely a vibe to it. But I also think there's a picture that refutes this, which is the Evo 2016 picture.
You're talking about HBox on the ground?
HBox crying?
No. Like, well, HBox, yeah, he did this.
Yeah.
But then everybody else who lost, who just looks morose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not crying,
King
though.
Yeah. Mango.
I thought that was Genesis.
No, that's Evo.
That's Evo? That's a funny fucking
picture.
It's a very
funny picture.
That is one of the funniest pictures in Melee history.
Maybe there is no difference. I think I just rarely see somebody sit on the stage and like, and sob.
We don't have enough wands.
It was like Cake Assault.
If we had fucking 100 wands, we'd be the greatest scene of all time.
Yes. Real shit.
I love Juan.
It's coming. Juan's coming full circle.
I want him to
if
win
you guys
again.
Haven't noticed, Juan stock is at, even in competition, is at an all time
high.
He's getting chance.
That peak, bro.
It's different now.
Yeah. It's funny too, because like time has just passed. I remember when Leffen was just like a giant cunt and like was just hard to deal with, and he was just like totally. Now he's like older. He's older and he's more relaxed, and he has a dog. And
he's way
like,
more chill.
Yeah.
And he plays
people
other
still
games.
Think that about him though.
Yeah, I know, and that's like he can't like shake that, and he does bitch a lot, which is fine. But it's the idea of humans just growing through their 20s is also something that will take drama away.
Yeah, younger people are more emotional.
Yeah, people. I mean this. Ties into what I was talking about too, where the majority of the scene came in a span of a couple years, and they have very like fixed ideas of who the top players are, what they're like. Even for Mango, like having gotten to know Mango and seeing the way he's changed over time, but people have a very established character of like each person.
Apparently, make a top 20 list off the top, it'd be horrible.
Hmm?
If I were to make like a top 20 list,
like who you think top 20 best players
are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the scar.
I think
you're the scar of Melee.
I think you would be. I think you would be inaccurate in the top four.
This is like when Aatrox was making fun of me this weekend because I was watching Battle of BC a ton, and he also wanted to watch. But like, I'm getting excited for like Graves versus Mateo, which I get that he doesn't know Graves, right? But Mateo is. He's top 50 in the world right now. That's what he was ranked, and it was a really good set.
Yeah.
And this is in top 24 of this major. And he's like, why do you care? He's like making fun of me for that.
Fucking
which
talk.
Is dumb because he goes to these events and loves Melee and watches these things all the time. But I think that's an example of like these guys are these are the new good people now. It's fun to watch because of that.
Yeah, to watch Polo. And tell me that you fucking
you don't only watch the Super Bowl and say you love football.
Real.
You don't love Melee.
Polo choked the 3-0 in preeminent.
I know.
All right. Let me Polo run choked. A top 10.
What's up, dude?
Okay.
Gerzo?
IBDW.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, keep it rolling. We got Omsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else cunt?
Four is hard. Four is so hard.
Who else is it? Who
Moki?
Else is it?
He's the fourth place king.
Yeah, you can sure, say sure, debate. Sure, you, sure. The debate. Well, I'll give it to you.
J-Mook.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
missing a guy. I'd say one guy's up there right now.
Oh, is he?
Based on his recent performances.
Hungrybox.
Sure.
Hungrybox.
Hungry.
What else do you think?
Come on.
I'm hungry for that.
I would put
box?
You can't know them. They have to be Googleable.
Okay. Mango. I like Mango.
Queen of England.
Plup, when he plays, is really good.
That's fair.
If he were to play, he would be top 10.
He
would
be. Unfortunately correct.
Yeah. Let's keep it rolling. Oh, my God.
No.
Joshy.
Joshy.
Yeah.
Josh made your top 10?
It's kind of top Joshy. 10 Josh era
and
right
then
now.
CPU zero.
Yeah.
11.
God, I caught him in 4K, dude.
Wait, who did I miss?
In the top 10?
Like you're saying this person that I'm missing.
Wizzy? Maybe?
You don't show up shit. Oh, I wasn't missing anyone.
No, he's been kind of playing.
No, you kind of hit everybody,
right? My list was great.
Your list was great. You did.
Ow.
Hey.
Oh.
Was that a thumbs up zipper? Okay, it was.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Well, thank you for listening to the Primo.
I don't want to have Leslie on.
Okay. We can talk about
it. Which is crazy because we already did
it.
She's on the way.
You should have brought this up earlier, but I also agree.
Wow. This is really good going into this. I love this.
I just want to fix. I just want to make sure the vibes are.
You know what we should do? When she gets on the show, we'll just tell her, hey, we didn't really want you on. And we can just kick her off the show.
I'm not a huge fan.
Can we pick like a time in the episode, like a random time, where we all just yell all at the same time and then we don't acknowledge it? The rest of it. We all go, ah!
And then they have to decode it with the cereal box ring of the Patreon episode.
All right. Hey, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll see you later, all right, Dominion.